This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The conclave of chief ministers and deputy chief ministers from the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is currently underway in Chandigarh, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah are also attending the meeting. The BJP currently has 13 chief ministers and 16 deputy chief ministers, while the chief ministers of Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Sikkim, Nagaland and Meghalaya are from its allies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that cultural pillars like language, literature, art and spirituality shape a nation's identity. He emphasized that while the country is moving forward on the path of development, it remains deeply rooted in self-respect, self-confidence and self-pride. Speaking at the International Abhidharma Divas program in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister pointed towards the teaching of Lord Buddha. He appealed to the world to find solutions not in war but in the teachings of Lord Buddha, which paved the path of peace. He said, guided by the wisdom of Lord Buddha, the country's development roadmap will bring unprecedented and positive changes. He said the country is charting a new course for growth by following Buddha's timeless teachings. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived in Malawi on the final leg of her week-long visit to three African nations. This is the first ever visit by a president of India to Malawi. On arrival, the president was accorded a very warm ceremonial welcome. During her three-day stay in Malawi, the president will hold bilateral meetings with the country's top leadership and meet the Indian diaspora. The government has decided to reduce the existing time limit for advance reservations in trains from 120 days to 60 days. In a circular, Ministry of Railways said the new rule will come into effect from the 1st of next month. However, all the bookings done up to the 31st of October this year will remain intact. The ministry said there will be no change in the case of limit of 365 days for foreign tourists. Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said the draft National Sports Governance Bill 2024 represents a transformative step towards establishing a robust and transparent sports governance structure in the country. Chairing a consultation meeting in New Delhi today, Dr. Mandavia highlighted that the legislation is intended to empower athlete-centric federations, introduce the safe sports policy and establish an appellate sports tribunal. The Supreme Court today upheld by 4-1 majority the constitutional validity of Section 6A of the Citizenship Act 1955 related to the grant of Indian citizenship to immigrants in Assam. This provision, introduced in 1985 as part of the Assam Accord, sets the framework for granting citizenship to certain migrants in Assam. The government has set up a pavilion on Digital India Innovation Zone at the ongoing India Mobile Congress 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. DG Society for Applied Microwave Electronics Engineering and Research, Dr. P. Hanumanth Rao, told Akashvani that they are displaying the first-of-a-kind terahertz wireless link, developed in collaboration with IITs Madras, Guwahati and Patna for transmitting data over the air. The cyclonic depression over Bay of Bengal has weakened into a well-marked low-pressure area and lay over south coastal Andhra Pradesh early this morning. Cyclonic effect is likely to bring heavy rainfall in south interior Karnataka for the next 7 days. After a two-day break in Chennai and districts of North Tamil Nadu, the situation is returning to normal with schools and colleges being reopened. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heavy rainfall will continue over Kerala, Karnataka, Mahi and Lakshadweep during the next 4 to 5 days. Light to moderate rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Goa, Central Maharashtra, Puducherry, Coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana has also been forecast during the week. In the ISSF World Cup final shooting, India's Vivan Kapoor claimed the silver medal in the trap event at the ISSF World Cup final in New Delhi this afternoon. Vivan shot 44 in the final to finish behind gold medal winner Ying Chi of China. And with that, we end this news bulletin.